Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is October 6, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. ABN AMRO collaborates with Motive Partners. Netherlands-based ABN AMRO has entered a collaboration with Motive Partners to support innovation and growth in the fintech landscape. Econo Bank partners with Click to improve performance. Sweden-based Econo Bank has partnered with US-based cloud platform Click as part of its digital transformation strategy. Rainforest raises US$8.5 million in funding round. Payment as a service platform Rainforest has announced the raise of US$8.5 million in funding round to offer software companies embedded financial solutions. Swan partners with Luca. France-based embedded finance platform Swan has partnered with Luca to enhance expense management with embedded payment methods. Bank Zero launches commercial banking. South Africa-based Bank Zero has announced it offers commercial banking to businesses of any size. Tagit and VFIN solution partner to boost banking sector. Singapore-based digital banking solutions provider, Tagit, and VFIN, a global supply chain finance company, have formed a strategic partnership. WageStream acquires Kibo. WageStream has announced its acquisition of the UK-based challenger credit card startup Kibo to optimize the financial well-being of frontline workers. Uber introduces package return services. American ride-hailing company Uber has announced the introduction of package return services within Uber Connect for customers in the US. QNB Group launches local payment gateway in Qatar. Financial institution QNB Group has launched a local payment gateway to simplify digital payments in Qatar. Google Wallet in Canada can finally use cards from TD Bank. Canada-based TD Bank has launched support for NFC payments on Android phones with Google Wallet. Intuit, MailChimp, and Wix join forces. Intuit, MailChimp, an email marketing and automation tool, and Wix, a global SaaS platform, have announced a multi-year bilateral partnership. Mint acquires ECPay for US$40.60 MLN. Philippines-based telecommunications company Globe has announced it sold a 77% stake in electronic payment service provider ECPay to GCash parent Mint. HMD Global updates the Nokia 2660 with UPI scan and pay. Finland-based HMD Global has updated its Nokia 2660 flip phones to support UPI scan and pay in a bid to make digital transactions easier and more secure. BTG Pactual acquires Orama to expand its digital platforms. Brazil-based investment bank BTG Pactual has agreed to purchase 100% of crypto-friendly brokerage Orama's shares for US$98.7 million. NAB implements cash management tech from Treveda. National Australia Bank is using technology from portfolio company Treveda to launch a new AI-enabled cash management, analytics and forecasting platform, NAB Liquidity Plus. NatWest launches transaction categorization service for businesses. NatWest is tapping open banking for a transaction categorization service that lets businesses offer their customers personalized insights. Saudi National Bank and MasterCard launch Champions League cards. The Saudi National Bank, SNB, and MasterCard, the official sponsor of the UEFA Champions League, have partnered to launch the UEFA Champions League card portfolio, the first of its kind in the kingdom, offering cashback credit card and prepaid card without annual fees. MasterCard teams with Instacart and Peacock to expand consumer rewards. Today, every MasterCard cardholder in the U.S. has access to valuable benefits, including critical safety, security, and identity protections. As the cost of everyday necessities like groceries and gas continues to rise, access to the billions of dollars in rewards and benefits that MasterCard provides is more important than ever. Blue Snap partners with Microsoft to strengthen e-commerce experience. Blue Snap, a global payment orchestration platform of choice for leading B2B and B2C businesses, has announced their partnership with Retail Realm, a multinational Microsoft ISV specializing in payments. Blue Snap's global payment orchestration platform will provide Microsoft Dynamics 365 users with the ability to create more dynamic global payment experiences for their customers, while increasing payment ROI for their business. Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Cloud duopoly to be investigated by Ofcom. Historically, it could be argued that financial institutions were beholden to pick between AWS, Google Cloud, and Microsoft Azure for all workloads due to availability, but with other smaller cloud providers offering private cloud fabrics, financial organizations are considering hybrid or multi-cloud options. However, Ofcom has an alternative view. Will Metro Bank be 2023's next banking collapse? Metro Bank has had a rough week. News that the UK Challenger Bank was planning to raise up to £600 million from investors prompted financial watchdogs to summon the bank's bosses for a sit-down. ICO issues enforcement notice to Snap Inc. over AI chatbot failings. The Information Commissioner's Office, ICO, has issued Snap, Inc. and Snap Group Limited, Snap, with a preliminary enforcement notice over potential failure to properly assess the privacy risks posed by Snap's generative AI chatbot MyAI. Will the European Commission's new proposals unlock open banking's true potential? It's been a few months since the European Commission, EC, published its package of proposals for the next generation of payments regulation in the EU. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.